now, Daisy Whites only.
I'm sorry, what?
Daisy Whites only.
I didn't get it.
Daisy Whites only.
Well, I still didn't get it.
You know what? Let's just get started. Good morning and namaste, Radium listeners. It's 11:35 of Wednesday, so welcome back to another exciting episode of Daisy Whites only, your go-to place for all things Bollywood. I'm your speaker Savya, and today we are talking about one of the biggest nights in Indian cinema, the IFA Awards. For those who don't know, IFA stands for the International Indian Film Academy Awards. It's like Bollywood's version of the Oscars, but with way more glitz, glamour, and show-stopping performances. From breathtaking red carpet looks to jaw-dropping dance numbers, this event is a global celebration of Indian cinema. So, if you're wondering what makes IFA so special and how it has evolved over the years, stay tuned because this episode is packed with exciting stories, fun facts, and of course, some fantastic music. In hope that you're having a great day, even though the weather today is not so supportive, let's get started. Let's take a closer look at the IFA Awards and how they're grown into one of the most exciting nights in Indian cinema. So here's the scoop. IFA first kicked off in 2000. The whole idea came from Wizcraft International Entertainment, along with some key players from Bollywood who wanted to create a platform that could bring the magic of Indian films to a global audience. The very first show of the 2000 was held at the Millennium Dome in London, and that set the trend of hosting IFA every year in different cities around the world. Think about New York, Singapore, Dubai, South Africa, Sri Lanka, and many more. This approach really helped connect Bollywood with fans everywhere and introduce international audiences to the vibrant energy and creativity of Indian cinema. And since 2000, the event has expanded from one-night event to a three-day celebration, hosting varied events and activities relating to the Indian film industry. Now, IFA isn't just about handing out trophies. It's a full-blown celebration, a night where the red carpet becomes a runway for spectacular fashion, and the stage lights up with breathtaking musical performances and heartfelt tributes to cinema legends mixed with fun, spontaneous moment. Back in the early days, IFA played a key role in putting Bollywood on the global map by taking the party overseas and inviting fans and industry insiders from around the world to join in the celebration. But over the years, it evolved into a true cultural extravaganza that blends art, fashion, music, and of course, cinema. Whether it's those unforgettable red carpet moments, the dazzling live shows, or the innovative themes each year, IFA always delivers an experience that's both glamorous and rooted to the timeless storytelling of Bollywood. So if you're new to this, just know that IFA gives you a window into how Bollywood connects with a global audience. It's a celebration of the best in Indian filmmaking, honoring both the legends and the new talent. And it really shows that great storytelling goes beyond language and borders. In short, IFA is like a journey through the evolution of Indian cinema. It shows us how Bollywood has grown from a local film industry into a global powerhouse of creativity, passion, and innovation. And it all started with one simple idea: to bring the magic of Bollywood to the world. But now, let's kick off with a track that becomes a global phenomenon, Chammak Challo. Originally featured in Shah Rukh Khan's movie Ravan, this song is a perfect blend of Bollywood beats and international film. What makes it truly special is the collaboration with the American singer Akon, who surprisingly agreed to lend his voice to a Hindi track. Akon's involvement was groundbreaking. Imagine an international artist embracing Bollywood by singing in Hindi, which not only helped the song gain worldwide appeal, but also introduce a fresh sound to Indian music. So now, let's turn up the volume and enjoy Chammak Challo. Hey,
चमक चलो चमक चलो तेरी पिक्चर का मैं हीरो मैं हीरो कि भी तुम गल मुझको दे दो कि कभी आ चमक चलो Shawty I'm gonna get ya you know I'm gonna get ya maybe I'll even let you be my chamak chamak chalo aisa sharmana aaja nach ke dikha de aa meri hone aaja paari da jiya de aa meri akhiyan se aa de aa tu na nakhe bhi ka wanna be my chamak chalo wanna be my chamak chalo wanna be my chamak chalo wanna be my chamak chalo
Alright, that was Akon with Chamak Chalo. So, what do you think about it? But now, let's dive into the inner workings of the IFA Awards and get a taste of what makes this event so special, even if you're new to Bollywood. So, beyond the glitz, glamour and international celebrity appearances, the IFA Awards are meticulously organized to celebrate the very best in Indian cinema. Picture this, months of planning, rehearsals and creative brainstorming go into designing the entire event. From dazzling stage setups with cutting-edge lighting and sound to choreographed performances and surprise moment, every detail is crafted to deliver an unforgettable experience. Just to give you an idea, some performances have required over 300 background dancers and multiple costume changes in minutes. But now let's talk about the awards themselves. IFA covers a range of categories that honor every aspect of filmmaking. So here are some of the key categories you can expect to see. Starting with Best Film, which recognizes the overall excellence of a movie, celebrating storytelling, production values and cultural impact. And then we have the Best Director, awarded to the visionary behind the film. This category honors directors who bring creative stories to life. And then Best Actor and Best Actress. These are the marquee categories celebrating outstanding performances by leading stars. Best Supporting Actor or Actress, highlighting the powerful contributions of actors who add depth and nuance to a film without being in the deal. Technical awards. These include categories like Best Cinematography, Best Editing and Best Music, recognizing the creative and technical brilliance that brings the film to life. And it doesn't stop there. There are also awards for Best Story, Best Screenplay, and even special awards like Lifetime Achievement, which pay tribute to industry legends. And one of the coolest parts of IFA is how the ceremony itself is organized. The show flows seamlessly from one segment to the next with live music performances, emotional tributes, and even some hilarious off-screen moments that remind you that behind all the formalities, these are a lot of fun going on. And the entire event is hosted by some of the most charismatic stars. And over the years, the stage has seen together Bollywood stars and international icons like Angelina Jolie, John Travolta, and Nicole Kidman joining in. making it a true global celebration. But behind the scenes, the organizers work hard to balance all these elements, from coordinating rehearsals where stars practice their dance movements for hours to ensuring that every award category is presented with the right amount of fanfare. So if you're new to the scene, think of IFA as an international festival of Bollywood, a night where the best in film, music and fashion come together in a spectacular show that honors both the art and the people behind it. It's a celebration where every award, every performance and every red carpet moment tells the story of passion, creativity and the magic of movies. But now let's switch gears with Particular Taste. This track brings a modern vibe that celebrates individuality and style, perfect echoing the unique flavor of Bollywood, may I say. So let the beats and lyrics remind you that everyone has a particular taste, and that's what makes life and cinema so exciting.
She don't listen to a thing unless it feels right. Only dances when it's Kanye. She can take you one-on-one if she feels like you'll be begging her for mercy.
Mercy.
Ooh, she'll take your name and number and she'll head erase and walk away. But ooh, she's so specific when she's at my place. At my place, she's got particular taste.
Yeah.
She's so obsessed with the chase.
Yeah.
She don't waste time on conversations. No, she just goes right for the face.
Yeah.
She's so particular. Never picking up a phone unless it rings twice. Only answers with a question. And if I try to play it cool, it never goes right. Got me drowning, drowning. Ooh, she'll take your name and number and she'll head erase and walk away. But ooh, she's so specific when she's at my place. At my place, she's got particular taste.
Yeah.
She's so obsessed with the chase.
Yeah.
She don't waste time on conversations. No, she just goes back for the face. She just goes, she's so particular. I'm so obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She's so particular. I'm so obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She's so particular. She's the best at what you're thinking that she don't care. Knows exactly what she wants. Now she's running out of fingers right through my head. And it means that she's got particular taste. She's so obsessed with the chase.
Yeah.
She don't waste time on conversations. No, she just goes back for the face. She just goes, she's so particular. I'm so obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She's so particular. She just goes, she's so particular. She's got particular taste.
Okay, so do you also have a particular taste as Shawn Mendes said? But now let's delve into our next segment with Starbuzz, where we delve deeper into the highlights of this year's IFA Awards with our Starbuzz segment. This year, IFA 2025 marks the Silver Jubilee of the grandest celebration of the year, and it's been 25 years since this award function was first held. So this milestone edition took place on the 8th and 9th of March in Jaipur, Rajasthan, a city that effortlessly blends royal history with modern charm. Known for its majestic forts, grand palaces and vibrant streets, Jaipur provides the perfect backdrop for a wonderful weekend with the stars. Anticipating unforgettable memories, IFA 2025 in Jaipur, with the Pink City as its host, set the stage for electrifying performances and a celebration of cinema like never before. And as Shah Rukh Khan beautifully said at this year's event, इतनी शिद्दत से सबने आईफा को पाने की कोशिश की है कि हर साल हमने आईफा का सफर यादगार बनाने की साजिश की है. Which means everyone has put in so much passion to make IFA success that every year we conspire to make this journey unforgettable. That's the magic of IFA. As I said before, it's not just an award show. It's a grand celebration of cinema, talent and unforgettable moments. After the digital awards ceremony on Saturday 8, the film awards were given out on Sunday. The IFA 2025 kicked off on Saturday in Jaipur, with the awards being doled out in the OTT category. Amazon Prime Video, Netflix and other platforms emerged as the biggest winners, as the series Panchayat Season 3 was awarded Best Series and the movie Amar Singh Chamkila nabbed multiple awards, starting with the Best Film on OTT platform. And actors like Kriti Sanon and Vikrant Mase clinched top honors in acting categories. So moving to this year's major film winners, we have the Best Picture with the movie Lapata Ladies emerge as the night's biggest winner, securing 10 awards including Best Picture Award. Directed by Kiran Rao, this 2024 comedy tells the story of two whale brides who get accidentally swept during a train journey, addressing themes of patriarchy and gender roles. Then we have the category for Best Director, which Kiran Rao was honored with, for once again Lapata Ladies, marking a significant achievement in her filmmaking career. This movie is available on Netflix, by the way, and I highly recommend it for the story. And then we have the Best Actress, with the actress Nitanshi Goel, who won the Best Actress in a leading role for her performance in Lapata Ladies, contributing to the film's impressive award tally. The Best Performance in a Leading Role, Male, where the actor Kartik Aryan took home the Best Actor Award for his role in a horror plus comedy movie Bulbulaya 3, further cementing his status as one of Bollywood's leading stars. And there were many more awards like Best Performance in a Negative Role, Best Screenplay, Best Lyrics, Best Debut and so on. But I won't take out the whole list now, because I have the list here in somewhere in the studio, but it will take too much time and there are too many actors and movies to mention. Anyways, let me tell you that this year's every award was well deserved, and the movies and actors that won will surely be mentioned on one episode at a time here on Desi Vibes only. So let me give you a recap of the notable moments from the event, starting with one of the most talked about moments of IFA 2025 was the mesmerizing drone show that illuminated the Jaipur sky. As Shah Rukh Khan prepared to take the stage, drones formed his name, signature pose and a crown, setting the scene for his electrifying performance. Then the ceremony featured a nostalgic performance by the duo Shah Rukh Khan and Madhuri Dixit, rekindling their on-screen chemistry, delighting fans. And lastly, Kareena Kapoor Khan paid a heartfelt tribute to her grandfather, the legendary filmmaker Raj Kapoor, adding an emotional touch to the evening. So, all in all, 25th IFA Awards not only honored cinematic excellence, but also celebrated Bollywood's rich heritage, evolving dynamics, making it a memorable night for both the industry and its global audience. Okay, so before we end this segment, I wanted to talk to you all about an exciting festival that's just around the corner, Holi, one of India's most famous and joyful celebrations. This year, the festival is going to be celebrated on the 13th and 14th of March, so on this week itself. So what exactly is Holi? If you have never heard of it, Holi is known as the Festival of Colors, and it's one of the most vibrant and energetic festivals in India. It marks the arrival of spring and the victory of good over evil. So in India, this festival brings a time of happiness, togetherness and of course, a whole lot of colors. But like many Indian festivals, Holi also has a deep cultural and mythological meaning. One of the most well-known stories linked to Holi is the tale of Prahlad and Holika from Hindu mythology. So let me tell you briefly about the story. Prahlad was a young prince who was a devoted follower of Lord Vishnu, but his father, who was a power-hungry king named Hiranyakashipu, was a ruler who considered himself more powerful than the gods. And frustrated with Prahlad's devotion to Vishnu, the king's sister Holika, who was believed to be immune to fire, tried to burn Prahlad alive by sitting him with him in a fire. However, in a twist of fate, Holika perished in this fire while Prahlad remained unharmed, symbolizing the triumph of good over evil. And that is why the night before Holi, which accordingly this year falls on the 13th of March, people light Holika Dahan, or more simply bonfires, to celebrate the defeat of evil forces and burn the negativity away. But how is this Holi celebrated? The main event happens the next day, when people take to the streets to throw brightly colored powders called gulal, splash water, dance to music and celebrate with friends and family. It's a festival where everyone is equal, strangers become friends and social barriers disappear in a sea of color and joy. But Holi is celebrated in a different way across India. In Mathura and Vrindavan, for example, the legendary birthplace of Lord Krishna, Holi celebrations last for over a week with music, dance and a massive color throwing event. And in Rajasthan, especially in cities like Jaipur and Udaipur, Holi has a royal touch with grand festive hosted by palaces. While in Punjab, Holi is mixed with a various spirit as Sikh celebrations include martial arts performances. On the other hand, in Maharashtra, people celebrate Rang Panchami, which is all about playing with colors. And Bollywood? Well, Bollywood loves Holi. In fact, iconic songs are made just for this event. And you can see how dreamily those sequences are depicted on the big screen. So all in all, whether you celebrate it or not, I just want to wish to our listeners a very happy Holi in advance. But now, to keep the energy high, here's our final musical twist with El Mismo Sol by Alvaro Soler. It's all about unity and the joy of life, much like IFA and Holi represent. So let's enjoy this cultural hit.
No es nada raro, raro, así se puede amor.
Un mundo enano, enano, estamos mano a mano, solo hace falta el amor, se puede amor.
Quiero que estés el mundo que conteste, del este hasta oeste y bajo el mismo sol. Ahora nos vamos y juntos celebramos, aquí todos estamos bajo el mismo sol.
Bajo el mismo sol.
Álvaro Soler with El Mismo Sol. But now, to wrap up today's episode, let's talk about a film that has been making waves. In this episode of Lights, Camera, Bollywood, I would like to talk to you about Dopatti. As the leading actress won the award for the best actress in digital films IFA this year, I thought you guys should also watch it. So if you're looking for a Bollywood thriller with powerful female leads, this is the one to watch. Starring the incredible Kajol and Kriti Sanon, Dopatti is a suspenseful drama that takes you on a thrilling ride through the misty landscape of North India. This film not only marks Kriti Sanon's debut as a producer and also her first time in a double role, but this movie also brings together a unique, gripping storyline filled with mystery and intrigue. So, directed by Shashank Chaturvedi, the movie is all about deep secrets, unexpected twists, and strong female narratives. Perfect for anyone who enjoys intelligent, well-crafted thrillers. Plus, the chemistry between Kajol and Kriti is something you don't want to miss. So, if you're in the mood for a Bollywood film that's thrilling, thought-provoking, and packed with stellar performances, Dopatti should be at the top of your watch list on Netflix. But let me tell you that you will find many more surprises while watching this movie. And lastly, tell me what you think about today's episode, or what would you like to hear on the next episode on Desi Vibes Only, to the number 331-43-8923. And don't forget that in case you missed a few parts of, or you want to listen again to today's episode or past ones, you can do it on www.radioyulm.it. I'll meet you all next week at the same time, only on Radio Yulm with Desi Vibes Only. So stay tuned.